everyone. My name is Karina Pereira and this is Wrecked, the bonus episode where I either recommend a book or I wreck it. On today's episode, I bring you Trust Exercise by Susan Choi. So, usually when I do this wreck or wreck thing, I like to say straight ahead if I like the book or I didn't like the book. And I gotta say immediately that I did not like this book. I picked up this book because we had a copy at work, and it was the 2019 National Book Award winner. Also, it said that it had an unreliable narrator. And I usually like books like that, like Gone Girl or The Girl on the Train. They have narrators that you can't really believe what they're saying, or you can't really trust everything that they are saying. And I really like books with a plot twist. So I was kind of expecting for this book to catch me by surprise. I wanted this book to catch me by surprise. So I start reading it, and I immediately realize that it is the kind of book that has exactly the type of narrative that I don't really exactly like. It's a book that shows you things rather than telling you things, and I don't have a lot of patience for that. And I think that's why I have such a difficult relationship with certain classics. It's not, like, of course it is a little bit about the description, but I can't really say this book has a lot of description. Because I loved, for example, The Secret History by Donna Tartt, and that book is huge. But somehow it kept my attention. And but a lot of books that actually show you things instead of telling you things tend to distract me. And I want them to get straight to the point. Now, I don't know if I can consider what I'm going to say a plot twist, because the plot twist in this Trust Exercise book is that the first part, because the book is separated in two parts, and you know that because, like, in the middle of the book, almost exactly in the middle of the book, there's like a chapter title saying Trust Exercise. And it starts being told by someone else. So the plot twist is basically that the main character and the main characters in the first part of the book are actually a story that is real, told by someone. And then on the second part of the book, someone else who was like a peripheral character in that book comes to say the story was not exactly like this. To be honest, I did not finish the book. I finished the book, I read the second part, but I skimmed a lot through the pages. So it's what in Portuguese we call it, read it diagonally, because I definitely did not read everything. I skipped a lot of pages with descriptions and story that I really didn't care about. And then I skipped to the end as well. So this was DNF because I had given 2 weeks of my life to this book, thinking that maybe I would get something good from it, but my perseverance did not pay off. So what I didn't like about this was that I could not relate to the characters. I had no empathy for them. They seemed so empty, like so superficial, that I couldn't really relate to the things that they were going through, even though they were teenagers. And I really like young adult, for example. I really like books with teenagers to know what they're going through. I kind of remember as well what it was like to be a teenager and how important things are. But these people, they seemed so vain and self-centered that I couldn't really connect with them, neither of them. There are a lot of characters that you know, in the first part of the novel, and I just couldn't connect with any of them or feel sorry for any of them. And I also think that there's a lot of philosophical thought, and it doesn't tell you exactly too much about emotion. And mostly, like, when you relate to a character, is to the character's emotions. And that's what's important also, I think, in a story, what the character is feeling, they're perceiving things. And in here, I didn't really get a lot of the emotion from characters. So again, they seem very superficial. So I would not recommend this book. I don't know. I haven't read anything by Susan Choi. The reviews on Goodreads, also some people give it like 5 stars, other people a 1 star. But yeah, for me, it was just a did not finish. And I'm not sure if I'll ever pick up another book by this author. I certainly won't buy it, probably get it from the library. But it's been kind of hard in the last few weeks since quarantine began to find books that I enjoy really reading and that read fast. And this was not the best choice for this time. And again, like the unreliable narrator was so flimsy, was just not, it wasn't the kind of unreliable narrator that I was expecting, so it was a big disappointment. If you have read Trust Exercise and if you enjoyed it, or if you have read and you didn't enjoy it, you know, you can always come and talk to me. I'm on Twitter. Actually, I have a Twitter page now for the podcast called A Story of Sorts, and I'm always on Instagram. I have my bookish Instagram, which is also A Story of Sorts, and you can always come and talk to me about it. If you have enjoyed the podcast, don't forget that you can subscribe, and you can always find me on social media at linktree/Karina Pereira. I'll talk to you soon.